Blog Talk Radio.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I know he can. It's all right. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. That's all right. Come on, let's sing a little bit of it now. It's all right.
Praise the Lord, saint. It's a blessing to be in service once again. And I'm going to bring the word from Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him believes that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Amen. Thank God for the listener and the reader of the word. Amen. Turn it over to Bishop Taylor.
Amen, amen. Thank you very much. Welcome to Let Your Light Shine, bringing church into the comfort of your homes. I am your host, Bishop Emmanuel Taylor, and I'm always, as always, I do not take it for granted for any of you all who just faithfully, amen, allow for me to come into your homes, amen, learning the divine principles of the Bible, and also to teach you how to apply these principles into our daily lives. That's very important, amen, to apply, to be what you call partitioners of the Word of God. I don't know how many ways that I can express that we must learn, amen, to practice, amen, the Scriptures, just like MD, medical doctor, practice medicine. And that particular individual who practiced medicine becomes well known in their craft. You see, they went to school and they learned how to apply, hallelujah, the medical technology that is needed for people who are ill. Well, it's the same way with the Word of God. If we, first of all, we have to study, praise his holy name, we must study the Word of God so that when we need the Word of God to apply on different situations of our lives, it will be, amen, within us. Hallelujah. So that's what it means to apply the principles into our daily lives every day, not just on a Sunday when you go to church. Amen, because that's just faking it to make it. And when a person fake it to make it, they don't really make it because they can't take it. That means the wiles of the world. And then when the devil comes at them, they won't be able to stand because they're not applying the Word of God. So this is what this is all about the Holy Spirit, spirituality, having joy of the Lord that only the Lord can give us. Amen. To learn how to be happy. Amen. Happiness, true happiness comes from the Lord. The world might appear to be happy, but that is just what we call a gesture of deceitfulness. Amen. To be delivered and to be healed. Not just a physical sickness, but sin-sick souls need deliverance and healing. Amen. To learn about life and to have a passion, amen, for the Lord, and to have a prophetic ministry in our lives. And love itself is the love of God, to live by his love. For God so loved the world that he did what? He gave his only begotten Son, and that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And that is what this show, or this ministry that is, because it's not a show, it's a ministry. That's what this ministry is all about. And I feel so happy about it, broadcasting these several years that I have been. I thank the Lord for that. And also, as a way of testimony for some of you who did not hear yet, amen, is that my ministry that is in Pakistan, amen, I was able to make sure that they get some Bibles, amen. And so we sent them the money that they needed to purchase the Bibles, and with that they was able to purchase 20 Bibles. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you should have seen on their faces how happy hallelujah, that they are to have the Bible. Amen. Oh, what a precious jewel it is to have the Word of God. How many of us have the Word of God in our homes and don't even treat it like it's a jewel? Amen. That's an open shame, amen, to the face of the Lord. Amen. Amen. When you have your Bibles, read your Bibles, because that is life. It teaches you how to live. It teaches you how, amen, to have control over the worldly flesh desires that you might have. Without that, you won't be able to make it. Amen. You won't. You'll just be existing, but you won't really be living. It takes the Word of God that is imputed in our souls, in our minds, in our bodies, in every facet of our being to learn the Word of God. Amen. Well, we're going to see about the tribute again. Amen. We're going to come with, amen, our own evangelist, Millie Moore, and we want to thank you. Amen. Evangelist, how are you this evening? Evangelist Moore, are you there? Hello? Okay, she probably stepped away for a minute, but we'll get back to her. And Sister Tozera, amen, how are you doing this evening?
Hello, Bishop.
Hello, God bless you.
God bless you too, Bishop, you and your lovely wife and my sister, Miss Rita, and all the saints that's on the line, and especially Miss Millie Moore. I just love her. I just love her. I don't know why, but I just do.
That's all right.
And I would like to say that the tribute was Hebrew 11, verse 6. When Sister Taylor said, I said, oh, Lord. But it's okay.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So that's Hebrews 11th chapter.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it is so good to have the Word to come into your home, because
yes.
I haven't been able to come to church. So this is beautiful that you're
Amen.
In my home with the Word.
Amen.
You don't need no key to get in my house.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Amen. Amen. That is a great privilege. I don't even need a key. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
May God
well,
bless
thank
you.
Thank God
sister.
For you.
Okay.
Thank you, sister. And I'm
and
glad you're getting along.
Thank you. And if Millie Moore wasn't on the line, to hear that I say that I truly love her, when she do
mm-hmm.
come on the line, tell her that I said I just truly love her.
I most certainly will. She's there. Something probably, she probably made a mistake and muted her phone for some reason, but I'm going to get back to her.
Okay.
Amen. All right. God bless you.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Now we're getting back to Evangelist Moore. Evangelist, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Suzanne, I heard you. And
yes.
I truly love you too. I've been thinking
uh-huh.
about you all. I've been thinking about her all week, Bishop. I want her number so I can call her. I want her number so bad so I can call her. I just want to hear her voice all week. I have been thinking about her, and every time I play your Grace and Mercy, I think about her, and I'm thinking
mm-hmm.
how the Lord just used me that Sunday to bring that CD, and that CD wasn't for me to play for everybody. That CD was for me to give to her, and I just thank
Amen.
God for me obeying and doing what he told me to do. So, Sarah, I truly love you, too. And when I hang up, I want Bishop to give me your number so I can call you. And, Bishop, I just want to say I love you and I love your wife. And I think,
Amen. We love you too.
They're having a revival over at the church, and I was sitting there
mm-hmm.
and I said, I got to get home because it'll be time for my bishop to come on. I got to go. But I did, you know, I wasn't saying it like, you know, I can't sit here any longer. It was just that, you know, I had another engagement, you know, and I had to leave. So I just thank God, you know, that I was able to get here on time. But I had to put you on hold for a minute because I had another call coming in. But I did get a chance to hear her tell me that she truly loved me. And I did my homework. And I hope it's because from my understanding, it was what did we need to please him, and what was it that we were going to have to. But my answer came out of Micah 6, the 6th chapter and the 8th verse. And it was, he who has showed you, O man, is God, and what does the Lord require of us? And it's that's to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with him. So that's the answer I came up with, so I hope I'm right.
Well, I praise the Lord for your effort in it, but that's not the right answer.
Oh,
amen.
No.
That's not the answer that I was looking for, but that's okay. That's okay.
I was going by the question. What do we need to please him?
Yeah. What do we need in order to please him? But if I would have said it too clearly, it would have been too easy to answer. So I had to say it in that way, in order to, you know, to make it interesting to research. But you'll see, because I'm getting ready to go into it in a few minutes in our study and our lesson tonight. Okay.
Okay.
But God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
Amen. And now we have Sister David. God bless you, Sister David.
God bless you too, Bishop Taylor, and your lovely wife, Rita, and all the saints on the line. And hi, Miss Moore. Love you. I found the tribute in the same as my daughter, Hebrew 11, verse 6. He said that it's faith. Without faith, you cannot please him.
Amen. Amen. That is correct. That's what I was looking for. All right. Thank you. God bless you.
And God bless
you. All right. Thank you. And we have Sister Gloria. How are you doing this evening?
Taylor, how are you this evening? Hi, Sister Rita.
Doing
I just wanted to tune in. You know, I didn't tune in last week, so I didn't do the homework, but I was just listening to the different answers, and I definitely agree with faith.
Amen. Yes. All right, then. Well, God bless you. Are you back in Detroit? Amen.
Yes, I'm back in Detroit. That's why I didn't do the homework, because I'm traveling back and forth. My mother has surgery tomorrow, so please pray for her. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I sure will. All right. I'm going to do that this evening. Amen. All right. Thank you, Sister Boy. You're welcome. Well, on that note, then, for prayer, I'm going to open up in prayer, and I want all and every one of you who are listening to agree with me. For when it's two or more come together in Jesus' name, he will be in the midst of us. Amen. Lord, we just come together, amen, at your throne of mercy and grace, thanking you, dear Lord, for this privilege, telling you that we can come to you and we can, amen, trust in you, to believe, hallelujah, that whatever that we ask you for, amen, that you would grant it unto us. Hallelujah. We thank you, dear Lord, for opening up the door that we'll be able to walk in and receive your blessings. Dear Lord, we pray right now, dear Lord, for the mother of Gloria, hallelujah, that you will make the successful surgery. Amen, for her, dear Lord, that there would not be any discomfort that she would have to experience. Dear Lord, and as she go forth, Lord, I ask you to bless her spirit and let her have peace, dear Lord, as she go forth for this procedure. And Lord, give her not just a spirit of peace, but a spirit of acceptance, as well, dear Lord, that she can accept the things that she cannot change. Dear Lord, she's not able to change this. But, Lord, she can accept it, and then God can change whatever needs to be changed. So, Lord, I ask you to bless her and the rest of her family, dear Lord, her daughters and her son, dear Lord, her whole entire family. Dear Lord, her daughters just work so hard trying to do what they can to accommodate their mother. And, Lord, you said it in your word. You said if we honor our mother and father, that our life will be long here on earth. In other words, you would, hallelujah, you will watch over us and you will bless us because of that. So, dear Lord, as they honor their mother, dear Lord, doing whatever that they can, hallelujah, I know they get weary, dear Lord, but I ask you to give them the strength that they need to carry on. In Jesus' name, we thank you, dear Lord. Amen. Praise his holy name. All right. And we have another added guest that came on just a few moments ago, and I want to know if you have a prayer request. The last four digits in your phone number, amen, is 1875. God bless you.
Hi, Mrs. Taylor.
God bless you. How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good.
I was just asked for prayer for my family.
Mm-hmm. Anything specific that you want God to do for your family?
No, just keeping us healthy, keeping us, you know, in a good state of mind, a strong body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of danger because
okay.
There's just so much going on and health-wise, and, you know, there's so much going on.
You're right. Okay, I most definitely would do that right now. Amen. God bless you. All right. Heavenly Father, dear Lord, we open up our prayers for this beloved family of our sister. Dear Lord, you already know what she needs and requests that is in her heart that words can't always express. But, dear Lord, bless her family as she asks. Keep them safe from harm and danger, from the wiles of darkness and evil that is in the world. Dear Lord, watch over each and every soul that is in her family, from the youngest all the way to the elders. In Jesus' name, we thank you and amen. All right. Okay. Well, now, saints, we're going to go into our lesson. And, yes, what I have asked for in our tribute from last week is, what is it, amen, that we need in order to please God? And I said it in a way, amen, to try to kind of throw you off a little as well, because if I do it in the reverse and say, what is it that we don't have to displease God, it still will come out the same way. And it is in the 6th verse of the 11th chapter of Hebrew. And it says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. See, we have to first believe and have faith that there is a God and that God does exist. If you believe that he exists, then therefore that profound belief, that profound deed of thinking should strengthen your faith and should usher you and excite you to know that somebody is bigger than we are. Amen. That we have a creator who created us, not just us, but the birds and all of the animals, the fish in the sea. Amen. Everything that creepeth upon the earth, our Creator God created them. He created the stars, amen, that hangs from the heaven, the moon, amen, that comes out at night, the sun that rises in the east and sets in the west, everything in divine order. There's nothing out of order that God has created. Hallelujah. So have faith that he exists. That's the first step of it. But what is faith? Well, faith, amen, in the first verse of the 11th chapter, amen, is being sure of what we hope for. Yeah. You have to be sure of what you hope for. Amen. And then, not only that, be certain of what you do not see, because you're not going to always see how the end is going to turn out when you start your journey. Amen. First of all, when you begin your journey, amen, you don't always need a map or see how what's going to happen when you get to the end, because you don't always have that ability to see. You have faith to turn your start your car in the morning. You believe that it will start. Amen. Now, some of us in our hoopies, we're not sure if it's going to start or not, but we hope that it will. Amen. So we are sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see, because we won't see it that can't start until it does start. But that is just an example, amen, that if we can have faith in the worldly things, amen, and we turn on the television, amen, with that remote control, but we have faith that that remote control will work. Hallelujah. Amen. And if it doesn't work, amen, then what will happen? Then we have faith that we can fix it. That it can, you get a battery. Put your battery into your remote control. And I'm just using these as illustrations to help us to understand and to define faith. But faith goes deeper than that. Amen. Because why does it go deeper than that? Because there are those who came here that was alive before we were, that set an example of their faith. People such as Abel, amen, Enoch was so faithful to the Lord, amen, and he believed that God exists, so he decided to live a righteous life, amen, amen. And so because of his righteousness, he did not have to die, but God, amen, amen, took him up into heaven. And then what about Abraham? He's another example. You know that when God asked Abraham to sacrifice his only son, Abraham didn't question God, but he went forth to do that, and God had to stop him. And God said, now I know that you have faith in me. And Noah, what about Noah who built the ark? It took 100 and something years in order to complete that ark. Amen. But he had faith because God told him that it was going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. Well, before then, it didn't need any rain because everything was watered by the mist came from the underground streams in the earth. So it didn't have to rain at that time. But however, through all the laughter and the teasing and the joking and the mocking that Noah was receiving, amen, from the people that was watching him build this big boat, amen, they was teasing him. They probably camped out and watched him and began to call him foolish and crazy. You know, people will call you crazy today if you just say hallelujah, and they look at you like you don't have any sense. If you just say thank you, Jesus, they look at you weird. If you're sitting in a restaurant, amen, you better not eat that food first without saying your blessings. Amen, because you don't know what hands was on that food. You don't know if it dropped on the floor. I'm not trying to frighten you, but sometimes we apply our faith in the wrong thing. Amen, amen. We have faith that when they bring that food out, that that food is going to be right and perfect for us to eat. But you better pray to the God that's in heaven, hallelujah, to cleanse that food before you put it into your stomach. Amen. Have faith that God can cleanse it. Amen. That's an illustration of faith. amen, Abraham, amen, in his old age. It wasn't until he was 100 years old, amen, that he had a son. But God told him that he would be able to have a son, and not through a young woman, but through an old woman who was in her 90s, and her name was Sarah. Amen? But Abraham had faith that if God said it, then it must be true. If God said it's going to happen, I know it's going to happen. I don't see how it's going to happen. I can't tell you when it's going to happen, but all I know that God said it will happen, and I believe that it will. That is faith, my people. Stop making it so difficult. Hallelujah. I'm not just talking to you. I'm just talking. Stop making it so difficult to have faith in God. Because if you believe that he exists, then why do we be so disobedient? Why do we refuse to walk in righteousness? Amen. For him and him only. Amen. Now, we don't know when the world is going to end, but it is because the word of God says so. Do you have faith enough to prepare yourself for the end so that you will not perish with the rest of the world, so that you will not be thrown into the lake of fire with the devil and all the false prophets, amen, and the beast all together will be mixed up together in that lake of fire forever and ever? Do you have faith enough to say, amen, I'm not going to, amen, be thrown into the lake of fire with the devil and the beast and the false prophets? All they're going to be in the lake of fire together. I'm trying to separate myself from the devil as far as I can. I don't want to be, amen, co-op with him. I don't want, amen, to live in the same house with him. No, no, I want to live right so that when that day comes, hallelujah, Eric, I got faith to know. I don't know when it's coming, but my faith tells me that it's coming. So therefore, amen, I'm going to do all I can to please God. How do I please God? Once again, faith. That's how you please God, through faith. If you ever want to receive divine blessings from heaven, amen, use your faith. Hallelujah, and you will be able to see the expression of God smiling upon you because he would be happy that you did. Amen. Hallelujah. How that sounds so far, saints. Are you with me? Are you really truly paying attention to what I'm telling you this evening? Get your head out the books. Amen. You must concentrate on the word of God. Put away everything that you're doing. And all you need to do right now is let the word of God, this teaching that I'm giving you, live and dwell within you. Amen. Don't throw it away. In some of our minds, amen, is so, flighty that we don't have time enough to hear the word of God. Amen. But you should spend all your time in listening and reading the word of God. You won't get this kind of teaching anywhere else. Amen? Amen. Now, let me show you something else about faith. Amen. In the book of James, amen, you don't have to get it yourself if you don't want to, but I'm giving you the chapter and the verse, and that's the book of James, the second chapter, beginning from the 14th verse. If you have the Bible, just flip on over there. James, amen, is right after Hebrews. Amen. Come right after Hebrews so you don't have to go far. Amen. But it's the second chapter of James and the 14th verse. And it's about faith and deeds. James, second chapter, 14th verse. And this is what it reads. What good is it, my brothers, if a man claim to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accomplished by action. Let me say it again. Now, this is not me. This is what the word said. It said, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied, amen, by action, it is dead. So faith without action is dead. What's the sense of saying you have faith with your mouth, but you don't live it? You don't show it. You don't put your faith into action. You know what that's just like doing? Well, I'm going to tell you what it's like doing. It is like this. Sitting out in the cold weather of sub-zero degrees, and you got a blanket, and you don't put that blanket over you to make yourself warm. What good is the blanket if you don't put it over you to shelter you from the cold? The same it is with faith. What good is faith if you don't use it? Amen? But someone would say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. You believe there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. So what that means? Okay, you hear a lot of people say, oh, I believe it's a God. But that doesn't mean nothing because you say you believe it's a God, because that's just mouth service. But truly faith or believing, which is faith, that there is a God, is to live for God, to be an ambassador, to represent God in his kingdom. Amen? Because even the demons believe there's a God. They know there's a God, but they're still demons. Amen? Then it says in the 20th verse, you foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? What was our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, that his faith and his actions were working together. And his faith was made complete by what he did. Your faith has to be made complete by your actions. Without putting into action, your faith cannot be completed. It's dead. It's good for nothing. Amen? If you don't use it, what they always say, you will lose it. And the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see, that a person is justified by what he does and not by faith alone. Amen? So now, Rahab, the prostitute, considered righteousness for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and set them off in a different direction. As the body without the spirit is dead, I like that. Just like the body without the spirit is dead, so is faith without deeds is dead. Now, saints, put your faith to work. It's time to elevate. It's time to step up a little higher. It's time to stop being childish. It's time to be grown, to be mature in the Lord. If you have faith, then put your faith to work. I'm not saying to jump in a fire and say you believe that God, amen, will save you from getting burnt. Well, that's foolishness. Tempting God, that's not faith. That is being foolish. Amen. So let us not misunderstand what it means, amen, by putting your faith to work. First of all, you go by the word of God. That's how you put your faith to work, is to apply your faith by the word of God. Amen? Amen. So let us grow up spiritually. We are grown, amen, physically, but many of us are still spiritual children, and that we need to be taught how, hallelujah, to live for Christ. By faith, we are saved. Amen. how do a person is saved? It's by their deeds. And I'm not saying work. I'm saying by your deeds. You believe that there is a God. Amen. You believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Do you believe that he died on the cross for your sin, for the remission of your sins? Do you believe that on the third day that he rose and that he is now alive? Do you believe that he sits on the right hand of God the Father? Do you believe that every day and all day long he advocates for us, and that the same wounds that he received with the holes in his hand, amen, and in his side, he took that up into the heavens with him? Do you believe that he's coming back, hallelujah, for the redeemed? Well, if you believe that, then it's time to put your faith to work, put it to deeds. How? Well, if you believe it, then live for him. If you believe that he's coming back, then why are you being slothful about it? Why are we playing with God? We got to stop playing games with the Lord. It's time for us, amen, to live for God and God alone. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time, hallelujah, to stop being double-minded and to be on key with the Lord. Amen. Praise his holy name. If you want more of him, then put your faith to work. Put your faith to deeds. You know, do the good things that's supposed to be done. Say good things. Amen. Walk in the good way. Walk in righteousness in this world that is filled with unrighteousness. I know sometimes it seems so difficult. I know sometimes it might be difficult for you. Amen. So what? The world is not easy. So what is not fair? Not supposed to be fair. Amen. If it was easy for you, then it would not be a sacrifice. It would not be an accomplishment if it was all easy for you. You want it all easy? Amen. Well, you are living in the wrong, on the wrong side of heaven. Amen. It's not easy here on earth. Amen. However, with the help of the Spirit of God, which is called the Holy Spirit, that must dwell within us, not just touch us on the outside, but dwell within us. Amen. So put your faith to work by allowing for the Holy Spirit to enter into you. Ask him. Say, I want you, Holy Spirit. Come into my heart. Amen. Well, okay. Well, he said, yes, here I am. Open up the door and let me in. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying today to some of you right now. He said, open up the door and let me in. Now, if you open up the door and let him in, then that means you must, amen, not let anything else come into you. You must, by faith, resist the devil and anything that is not of the Lord. That is what I'm saying, what faith is all about. Amen. So put your faith to work today. Live for Christ today. Amen. Walk by faith. Amen. Not by sight, but by faith. Amen. That's what God wants us to do, because the things we see can deceive you. Amen. It can deceive you. Something can be here one day and be gone the next. Amen. Something can, a saying can be said one day, and then it can, another saying can take the place. Amen. A fashion can be here. A certain shoes or clothing can be here today, and it can be gone tomorrow. And then a new fashion always comes up. Sometimes the old fashion comes back again, but it's always a constant changing back and forth, back and forth. But that, and God never changed. Amen. He's always the same. He will not change. Amen. And his word is true. And faith also means being faithful. Amen. If you got faith, you're going to be faithful unto the Lord. You're going to put God first in everything that you do. Everything, not some things, from A to Z. That covers everything from A to Z. And if there's any more letters in the alphabet that I don't know about, then you tell me. But all I know is that there is from A to Z. Amen. And so it covers all of our life, the breath that we breathe. Do you have faith that you will wake up in the morning and that you would take a breath? Do you have that much faith? Amen. You might say, well, tomorrow is not promising. That is true. But do you have faith that God promised life to us? Yes, he has. It is his divine will that we live. It is his will that we wake up tomorrow. Our will gets in the way and keep us from waking up because of how we live and how we treat, amen, others, amen. It makes a big difference of how you treat people, amen. Hallelujah. If your life is going to be extended here in this world. Well, I just thank the Lord for this lesson, amen, on faith. He is so good to us today, amen, and he is willing. He is truly willing to give us what we need in order, amen, to live and to live more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, that is my lesson for tonight on faith. There's so much more that I can teach you, but too much is not good, and just enough is good. But this is just enough for you. Amen. I want you to study on your own free time about making a series. Just learn faith and ask the Lord to strengthen your faith today. And he will do exactly that. Amen. He will. I promise you he will, because it is in his word. And we just thank the Lord. Lord God, I thank you for the word tonight. I thank you, dear Lord Jesus, for teaching us about faith. I thank you, Lord, that someone under the sound of my voice, that their faith was strengthened, that they were motivated, dear Lord, to just step on out and live for you, dear Lord, that the Spirit, amen, is already talking to them and saying, yes, it's okay to open up the door and let me in. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit. Bless each and every one under the sound of my voice, dear Lord Jesus. Give them their heart's desire, Lord Jesus. Help them, Lord Jesus, to continue on this journey with less, amen, problems and pain that they can have, dear Lord. Amen. I desire for each and every one under the sound of my voice to be prosperous in everything that they set their hand out to do, dear Lord. Bless them right now, dear Lord. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them. All right, let me tell you the tribute for next week. Amen. Listen very closely. I want to be able to say this because I could say it different times. Amen. When I'm in the spirit, I can say it one way, and then I'm out of the spirit, I say it another way. But what device of everything that is easy, what is the most difficult device it is to tame? What is the most difficult device it is to tame, to control? Amen. You hear me? What is the most difficult device that we have, amen, to control? There we go. Now, if I keep going, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it away. I don't want to give it away. So don't say, hey, Bishop, what you say? Don't ask me again. I say, what is it, hallelujah, that we have that is difficult to control? All right. And next week, we're going to look into that, and we're going to study on it, and we're going to pray on it. I want to take you higher in the spirit of the word so that when you look back on these days, maybe a year from now, maybe 3 years, 5 years from now, when you look back on these days, you can say, Bishop Taylor truly taught us well. That is what I want you to know. That's what I want for you to have, to be well. Yes, there are different teachers that have their own style of teaching. I don't pattern myself with others because I'm not others. I am who I am all by myself that God has given me, amen, the ability. He qualified me to be able to teach the word of God. In order to teach the word of God, I have to know the word of God. And believe me, I know the word of God. He dwells in me. He teaches me his word. He gives me divine revelations so that when I open up the Bible, I can see deeper than the average person can see. Amen. And then I bring it to you and open it up for you to see what I see, to help you to understand what I understand, to give you the same revelations that has been given to me so that you would be able, amen, to adjust your life so that you can be on a higher plane, a spiritual plane in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us remember to pray for California. I received news that those fires are still, amen, burning up properties. And it's said it's so hot, amen, that it melts steel. And we're talking about forest fires. They was trying to put the fire out on one side of the road, and the fire jumped on the other side of the road as though it has life in it. That energy, which is one of the elements, of the four elements, that's one of them, which is fire, rain, water, and air. And fire is a very powerful element, and they cannot put that fire out to save their lives. It's only one that can put that fire out, and that is Almighty God himself. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can stop those fires so that the people's homes won't burn up, so that the farmers would be able to, amen, to have enough food and seedlings to plant so that the world and the people in the United States can be fed. Amen. Amen. What is going on? Well, I'm going to tell you what is going on. Amen. This land is being whipped. I done told you in my prophecy that God was displeased, amen, with this sin that is going on, amen, in this country. And with the people that's doing the things they're doing, sin even infiltrated the cartoons, amen, that our children watch. If you have to be very careful what your grandchild or your child is watching these cartoons. There was one, the Cleveland or something, amen, but there's a child that cusses and tell their parents off, and this is a little baby, and he's just cussing. And children are listening and watching this. Amen. And this is something that is serious, my people. This is serious time, perilous times that we are living in. And there's no time for playing games no more. Amen. Those of us in our 50s and 60s, we need to be teaching and not having those who are 20 ruling over us. We're supposed to rule over them. Everything has just flipped upside down. Amen. We're supposed to, amen, represent the truth. We're supposed to do that. I remember the days where the elders, you look up to the elders. Why? Because they carried themselves in that way. You see, they walked upright. Amen. And if they was doing anything, you wouldn't see them. Why? It's because they kept it to themselves. They didn't keep it all out in the open like people are doing today. Amen. So let's follow the example. And I'm still talking about our lesson. Amen. If you have faith, amen, then you would change your ways. If you have faith, amen, you would change your walk. If you have faith, you would change your talk. Hallelujah. Because God sees you. He sees you. You cannot hide from the all-seeing eye of the Lord God Almighty. He sees you before you see yourself coming. He sees you. Amen. Before you open up your eyes when you slumber and have a thought. Amen. When you lift your feet up on the ground, when you put your first step on the ground, waking up off your bed, God already knows what your day is going to be like. And he guides us and tells us what to look out for. And if we listen, all we got to do is listen. Some of us are so busy, but then we don't know how to be still enough to listen to the voice of God. Listen, people. Listen, 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 listen to what I'm telling you. I am serious about this. Amen. I am so serious, more than I ever have been, because I see some things getting ready to happen. You think right now that things are bad. But I see some things getting ready to happen in the Capitol, amen, in Washington, D.C., that is going to knock your socks off. You're talking about scandals that's going on. It's going to come out in the open, amen, before this year is out. You're going to see some things. And I'm talking about, I'm going to tell you where they at, amen. It's in the armed service. It has something to do with the armed service. Amen, which is the Capitol. There's the chief of staff of the army and different parts of it. You're going to, the CIA, you're going to see some things getting ready to come out to the open that is being done that we're not supposed to know about. But you see, God is bringing it out of the dark into the light so that we can understand not to have so much faith in man. We got to have faith. See, there goes faith again, God, and stop having faith in man. Well, it's time to let you go. Remember the tribute. What is it that we have that is so hard to control? Amen. All right. This is going to be a good tribute. Amen. Some of you are going to be finding some stuff, but that's all right. Remember, you got to be strong in the Lord to make it. Amen, in these last days that we are living in. May the Lord God bless you and keep you, amen, so that you can be able to stand in these last and evil days. We love you, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Thank you for tuning in. God bless all of you. I'm trying to put this song on, and I don't want to play. Amen. Well, what stubbornness. This is really stubborn, isn't it? Amen. All right. Well, here we go. I got it working out.
I believe that God can do anything but fail.
Oh, well, yeah. Well,
see you next Wednesday. There's
right.
A song. I see you Sunday at 12 noon.
That's all right.
33250 West Warren. God bless you. In Westland, Michigan.